Well, now, what about the thing that you hold between your lips and you plunk a little thing on the side?
That's makes, a jew's harp.
Makes a little twangy noise, right?
I never...
Could you ever play one?
No.
Me either. What do you pound nails with?
A hammer.
And if you had a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden pole piece that goes down between the horses?
Yeah, it's called a wagon tongue. I don't know why it was tongue unless it was in the middle of the wagon.
If you have a horse pulling a buggy, you'd hitch him up and you'd have to back him in between the...
shaves.
I'm learning a lot. The steel outside of a wagon wheel is called the...
wagon tire.
And when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
A single tree.
Now, if the, on the wagon, you could have two horses, one on each, and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
That's a double tree.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you would say he was doing what?
Hauling wood.
All right, suppose there was a log across the road, you'd say, I tied a rope to it and I had to get it out of the way. What would you use instead of get? Would you
drag it?
And if you did that yesterday, you'd say you did what to the log? Instead of drag, you'd say? It didn't matter.
Pulled it.
Well, another part of the verb drag would be...
drug.
And if you were going to do it tomorrow, you'd say, I'm going to...
I will drag.
What do you break the ground with in the spring? You know that. It's just so simple. I mean, that question, you know...
Plow?
Right. What kind of plows can you tell me about?
Well, we had single plow stocks, which one mule or horse would plow. And then we had double plow stocks, where we'd hitch two mules. To.
Oh, two?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
To plow up the ground the spring of the year when the ground's hard. You can get along much better with two mules.
They have to pull together, though, don't they?
Oh, yes.
Can all of them pull together, or do they have to be trained to pull together?
Well, some mules are like people, some are faster. Just naturally faster, and you try to get two that have the same gait.
I see.
We call it.
After you've plowed, what do you do to break the ground up even finer?
Well, we use a harrow.
Well, what was that like? Is that?
Well, it was a round disc.
Oh, a lot of them or one?
About four or five to each side. And you had a lever. Naturally, they set straight. But when you got ready to, wanted to cut up the ground, you pulled the ends, the outside, of each section toward you, and that made them cut the ground, the clods, up finer.
What is it that the wheels of the wagon fit onto?
Axle.
And what do you call an X-frame, X-shaped frame that you lay a log on to log across to chop it into stove lengths? You know, or a term for that? I've never heard this, but I thought...
A sawhorse?
I guess that's what it is. And if you had an A-shaped frame that you lay boards across to make a table for a church night supper, and that would be the... That's a sawhorse, but the X-shaped... Is there a different word for an X-shaped frame?